Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
After the sack, screen set up to Brandon Ayuk. Has a wall of blockers. Ayuk cuts it back. Brandon Ayuk racing down the field. 30, 20. Ayuk to the 10. He's in. Touchdown, Arizona State.
Benjamin breaks another tackle. And another. Eno Benjamin. Touchdown, ASU.
We are so thrilled to be joined by Herm Edwards. Head dude at ASU. Herm, you're in a friendly zone here. My son is an executive board member of the 942 crew working with BK. And we love the Sun Devils here in Colorado. At least I do, because I pay so much money, and so does Kendall, who's a graduate.
Wow, you don't have many listeners, then.
That's right.
I love the Sun Devils in Colorado.
That's what I mean.
He's being 500 people listening, right?
Herb, I'm going to be honest. He's speaking for himself. I'm a Buffalo man. I don't know what to tell you.
Now I feel better. Now I feel better.
Herb, we love having you on because it's just fun, period. But I think you do have a couple of guys that the Broncos could be interested in, and that's Ayuk and Benjamin. So I was wondering if you could talk about these two guys and tell us about their. Benjamin's a running back, and Brandon Ayuk's wide receiver.
Benjamin is a guy that has great vision and balance. Probably a guy that can do a lot of things with the ball in his hand on third down, especially in the National Football League, how you use backs anymore coming out of the backfield. A good catcher of the football, can make people miss in space. He has great balance once he gets hit. He bounces, breaks a lot of tackles, so he is well-equipped to play in the league. Brandon Ayuk is a unique player in the sense that he has great return ability. He's a punt returner for us, can play outside or inside, has good enough speed that he can run vertical, but he's very explosive with the ball in his hand. I mean, very, very explosive. You can see a lot of his highlight tapes as far as catching the ball in little spaces and running off with it. So he was a JC guy. We got him out of JC, and he was in the shadows of Nikhil, who went in the first round last year. He took over his spot and really did a fabulous job for us.
Coach, obviously evaluating these prospects is an incredibly challenging thing for NFL teams. There's a reason why a lot of them don't hit. You've been on both sides of the equation, and right now you're on the college side. Just sort of curious, now that you're kind of back into the college atmosphere, if you were to go back and redo anything in your evaluation of players, is there anything that would change for you?
No, because I've been on both sides of it. I grew up in the college world. I was a scout first before I became a coach, and I think that helped me evaluate players. And so I understood the mindset of it. You know, I think the thing I always tell players is this, is when they enter the National Football League, when you're in college, they graduate. They actually graduate. And you know if you come into a certain class, a guy's going to graduate, you're going to play. In the NFL, you have to take somebody's job. There's a difference. Big difference when you walk in that locker room. No player is going to retire because they drafted the play. So that's the mindset. It's about competition every day, and you get evaluated on that. I've always told players the one thing we do know is when they're filming anything you do, that becomes a resume. And what you put on your resume is what you put on there. Can't erase it. You can't say, my bad. No, that's your resume. And so you got to understand that. And if you understand that, you got a chance. And I think that the hardest thing for young guys to understand in the National Football League is that every player is talented. They all have talent. But are you available? Are you available every day? And are you coachable? A lot of guys are coachable, but they're not available. The two have to intersect for you to have an opportunity to make a team in the National Football League.
Coach Edwards, it was a pleasure playing for you with the Jets, and I'm honored to still stay connected with you. Tell my good friend Kevin Mawai I say hello.
I will.
Yes. When I look at how things have changed with coaching. And you have several guys with an NFL experience on your coaching staff. How has that changed the player development both on and off the field?
Well, we modeled ourselves after the pro model. And we do everything that way, how we evaluate players, the DNA of a guy when we bring them in, the height, weight, speed of, at positions, and then how the guy learns and what type of learner is he. We practice that way. We coach that way. Everything is done in that sense of getting the player ready. If he has the talent and the ability to play in the league, when he goes to a mini camp or in training camp, it's not foreign to him. He walks in and goes, okay, I've been doing this for, we have a lot of freshmen on our team. Actually, we only have 9 seniors this year, and the rest are all freshmen and juniors. This is what it looks like. So when you come through this program, we're hoping that the guys that have the aspirations to play in the National Football League and the talent, that we can get that out of them, because you can't give them talent. God gave you a talent. Don't let them waste it. But then leaves you if they're going to leave early, and a lot of these guys want to, as we know, as juniors, they have a degree in their hand. That's important as well. That's probably the most important thing, to be quite honest. And then from there, they're equipped to go compete at the highest level you can compete at in professional football.
Coach, we had a situation just over the past couple of days. Pat Shurmur just took the job as offense coordinator, and then there were all these rumors in the past 24 hours about being the head coach of Michigan State. So let me ask you, what do you like better? You've done it both. What are the advantages and what's great about college coaching compared to a coordinator, perhaps even a head coaching job in the NFL?
Well, it's according to, what every guy is a little bit different. I think this, in both situations, you have the responsibility to make sure that whether it's a college athlete or a professional athlete, that they honor the game of football and how they go about playing football and how they go about preparing for football. This game will outlast any coach, any player. And what will you do to make the game better? At both levels. And I think for a guy, and I was really fortunate to be in the league for 30 years, like a lot of kids growing up, that it was a dream of mine. And lo and behold, 30 years later, I was still in the league. And now to come back and coach college football, I understand that, the game is bigger than all of this. And if you can't give back to the game, why are you doing it? To be quite honest. And I understand you guys make a living doing it, but what are you also doing to benefit the kids that will follow you and the coaches that will follow you? That's why I do it. I'm not doing it for my own good. I mean, I only gain anything I have. It provided me a life, a way of living that I could never imagine compared to where I grew up. And so I get that part. And everyone does it a little bit different. That's just me. That's how I feel about it. Now, every coach might have a different opinion about it, but that's the way I look at it.
Coach, this year was sort of the coming out party of mobile quarterbacks, and in the NFL, it feels like this is the trend, this is the direction that everybody's heading in. Part of that is because most college quarterbacks are mobile, and it's harder to find the traditional pocket passers. Do you intend to continue to recruit old school traditional pocket passers, or do you find yourself headed in the direction of looking for mobile quarterbacks?
Well, go ahead, Coach.
Well, I think you're confusing one thing, and you didn't say this. Can they win?
There you go.
I mean, yep. I mean, there's no, I mean, this is you're trying to win. Can your quarterback win? Can he lead? In the fourth quarter, when you're on the road, can he win? Because that's what the great ones do, by the way. And anytime we won games, and I was a good coach, I had a good quarterback. And in the fourth quarter on the road, he had the ball, he could win. And so, the mobile quarterback is coming into play, and that's great. As long as they know when the journey's over, when they leave the pocket. Because there's some angry men out there trying to hit them.
Right.
And the one thing you got to be able to do as a quarterback, when you get hit, you got to get up and play the next play. You got to be available. And so, the pocket passer, we talk about that. We talk about the mobile guy. You still have to make throws in the pocket. Because eventually, young guys run. When they get old, they don't run anymore. If they want to have long careers, they stop running. Because they figure it out. I can't take these hits. I mean, one of the biggest, strongest quarterbacks in modern football is Cam Newton. Cam Newton's beat up now. Mm-hmm. They got to play in the pocket because those guys that are chasing him are big, strong, fast, and angry. And you cannot get hit like that and not be able to play. You know, when you start paying a quarterback $20, $40 million, they're not paying you to run. They're paying you to win. So understand that now.
Herm, we absolutely love talking to you. We could talk to you all day. By the way, Herm's got a freshman quarterback. Well, sophomore now, I suppose. But that
he's pretty good now.
Oh,
guys.
My
we'll
goodness.
See him playing on Sunday.
You think so, huh? I hope. Really?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I do.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
And Herm, you got to get in that curtain. You got to help out Coach Hurley there and get in the curtain at some point there. You know, you got to help him out.
I always tell people, know your skill level. As long as you know your skill level in life, you'll be all right.
Coach, we really appreciate it, and we'll keep our eyes on Eno Benjamin and Brandon Ayuk. Especially Ayuk could be, boy, he's rising. He's gonna be one of those guys that people might not be aware of, but holy cow, wait till they get a hold of him after the combine.
He's a good football player, he is, and I really appreciate you guys spending a little time with me. It's my pleasure now to be on your show.
All right, thanks, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
It's a real man sport at the pro level, huh?
It definitely is.
You get hit.
It's got guys with mortgages and families to take care of.
That was sort of the answer I wanted to hear, by the way. You guys know that was the answer I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm. Herm keeps it real.
I didn't lead the witness either, did I?
No, he keeps it real. And he brought up Cam Newton. So the big question, we can address it coming up. Somebody was ripping me today. Would you rather have that quarterback who's going to be great for a short period of time or have a guy that's going to extend it? Football at 4 is next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.